Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Get a great offer on the stylish HR-V or the Honda Civic, which Car and Driver called fun to drive. Honda, the brand name Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com best value brand for 2023. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 3.9% APR on a 2024 Honda Civic or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details. Exclusive against Scion Type R Car and Driver, January 2023, based on 2023 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for more information.
Welcome to the KSL Home Show, brought to you by Osmond Designs. We open the doors for local home buyers and sellers with a fast-moving show about Utah real estate and home design. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome on into the home show today. Thank you for joining us. I am Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond, who owns Osmond Designs in Lehigh and in Orem, soon to be a third location at the Lehigh Traverse Mountain. So look forward to that. Heather, we got some snow this weekend.
Oh my gosh, Lindsay, it is beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Right?
Finally, right?
I know. It was nice to get some of the snow, although I feel like sometimes we maybe warn people a little too much, right?
Yeah.
Like, we were like, snow coming, like for 4 days we talked about it because we need to keep people informed, but there's not as much snow in the valley as I thought there was going to be.
I'm thinking the ski resorts are very happy today.
Yes, they are. Okay, so it's a wonderful time of year for your store. You've got Christmas in your store, but not only do you interior design people's homes, you also are a real estate expert.
You know, Lindsay, you are a sweetheart to say that. I love real estate. I have been selling real estate for over 20 years, and two of my favorite real estate agents in the entire state of Utah are back on the KSL Home Show.
Woo!
With us today. We have right. Drew Armstrong and Matthew Flinders. Welcome
That's
back.
Right. Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
If you guys listened to Drew and Matthew at our last month's KSL radio show, this was so much fun. We talked about bloopers, things that you would never imagine happening as a real estate agent and going into people's homes. These were real stories. So you need to go back and listen to that podcast if you missed it.
Don't listen to that.
It was
podcast.
One of the best.
Let's just say make sure you're not in the shower when you have a home showing, okay?
Right?
That's all we'll say.
Don't
Tease.
Walk out, please. Yeah. Yes. Okay, so Drew, there is so much going on in the country in the real estate market, and specifically in Utah. You've been looking at the stats. What's going on?
You know, it's really interesting because typically, and we've been doing this for a long, long time.
A long time.
Typically, we've been in a position where you normally see things slow down for November and December just a little bit. And January is a great time to buy because things have been sitting for a while. And so we always tell people that, you know, as we're coming into January, it's a good time for you to go and see if you can get a deal on something because people are getting a little bit antsy about their place not selling, but not this year. And it's actually interesting because last year, this time was crazy too. But then we got to the end of the summer and we got to September and it seemed like things were going to slow down just a little bit. But right now, this is last week's statistics for Utah County. And this is homes in the multiple listing service or homes sold through the multiple listing service. So right now, and this includes the to-be-built stuff that, you know, Edge or whoever has out. Right now, there
Shout
are...
Shout out to Edge Homes.
Yeah. There are 603 homes on the market. And last week, in the last 7 days, 214 sold and 114 were listed. And that's Utah County.
And that means they closed.
Yeah.
These are sold. These yep. are not just even under contracts.
And so in Salt Lake County was just a little bit different, but not really. Kind of the same kind of thing is going on. There's 703 homes available.
That does not seem like very many,
that's,
right?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's super, super low. And when you think about that, there are 703, including the new construction, that aren't really available to move into. Available, and last week, 325 sold and 187 were listed in Salt Lake County.
So that means that like at least half of the homes that are listed gone. Are getting sold within a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because
the good ones that go fast.
When you start thinking about the new construction where, you know, one of these builders comes on and they list one of every floor plan that's going to be available in there. But those are available for people to look at and choose from amongst. But that doesn't really mean a house is available today for you to move into.
Right.
Wasatch County and Summit County are similar. We have in Wasatch County, 24 homes sold in the last 7 days. There's 105 on the market, and there were 5 new listings taken in that time. And in Summit County, there were 42 homes that sold in the last week, and 168 on the market, and only 22 new listings. And so when you look at that, for this time of year, and I mean, this lags. This is about when we say last week, it's probably the week before last week. But still, those numbers are not indicative of a seasonal slowdown. As a matter of fact, we're crazier. Those numbers are showing that we're selling faster than we're listing. That actually makes it so that there's even more scarcity in the market, and it's crazier than it was probably last year, and certainly crazier than it was in September or October.
My question is, where are all those people who are buying these houses that are not even built yet? What are they doing until those houses are built?
Oftentimes they have a house that they're waiting to even put on the market, because what ends up happening right now is in the past, it's like, well, you know, you don't want to be obligated to two houses at the same time. But at this point, you can actually wait up if you're reasonable, you can sell your house in a month, no problem. And so maybe about 60 days out from when the builder is saying that the house is going to be done, you put your house on the market at that point. And then you spend a week or two finding your buyer, and then we can almost always make that work where one person goes, you move right out of your house where you sold it to a new buyer for yourself, and move directly into your new construction. And it's actually working to where we can do that. But we've done a crazy thing, and we've bought a lot of houses with our own cash this past year for our buyers. So we actually close on it cash. And then we sell their house.
So you're the problem. No, I just
Drew's the problem.
All those investors,
I
right?
Knew it.
This is the best news for all of those sellers, because that only means increased home values.
Yeah, it does. It's a two-edged sword, you know. Usually if you're a seller, then you've got to be a buyer too. And so you as a seller, you got to get as much as you possibly can, because on the other end, you're going to pay.
Right.
You know, it's a lopsided market that way, but fortunately, most of us get to participate on both ends of the lopsided market, so it is what it is.
So, Drew, you talked originally about all of the new construction homes, and just they are booming, and they're going on the market. They're not even available to move into, but they are being sold. They're being pre-sold. And my experience is, even in the Highland area, just south of Lone Peak High School, there's a brand new development going in, and every week they are releasing, you know, a specific amount of homes, and they have multiple offers on those. And then they raise the price for the next phase. And the following week or two, they release another grouping, and it's just going up and up and up, and it's just out of control. So the key is get in as quick as you can before your home is even done. You'll probably have, you know, $10,000, $15,000, $50,000 equity.
Yeah, that's true. And at the end of this past summer, when we got into September and October, it was interesting because the new construction agents were starting to give us a call every week to say, "Hey, do you guys want to? Do you have somebody that wants to buy this townhouse?" And we've got 5 more coming on the market, and we're going, "This is kind of interesting. Is they're interested in us again?" Because they weren't getting a ton of offers. But again, that's gone based on these numbers again. So we went through this little bit of time that we thought, oh, maybe it's slowing down again. But that's not where we are right now.
Drew Armstrong and Matthew Flinders, you guys are the real deal. And that's why we have you on today's show, here to educate and talk about something that you guys do every single day. You guys are some of the hardest working real estate agents that I've ever met. I've known you for years and years. You're very high techy. Drew, you do incredible photography. You do all of the video tours and everything. So a lot of the online shopping is being done before you're even walking through homes. And I think that's really where you guys excel. For those that are looking at listing your home, you would definitely want to talk to Drew Armstrong and Matthew Flinders. Their real estate company is Armstrong Flinders at utahrealestate.net. Did you have your jingle?
I've been working on a jingle.
Do
Armstrong and Flinders. My wife is like, no, don't sing on the radio again.
Don't do it.
Please, no.
I love it.
Did everyone see on KSL this week? Utah City topped the national list for its predicted 2022 housing market.
No, I didn't see that one. What did it say?
Salt Lake City, number one on the list.
Go Salt Lake.
Its closest competitor, Boise, Idaho. And they were predicting in this article that we're going to go see another 8.5% increase in prices over the next year. So that's the current guess.
I would actually say that
that's probably conservative.
I wish, but I think it's going to be more than that just based on, I mean, there's nothing to buy again. So I think that's going to be a big problem.
We have so many people moving here and so many people having kids.
I did see that. 70,000 people moved to Utah last year.
Which is why the housing market is on fire. We love doing this show every Saturday morning. We're so glad that you joined us. You're listening to the KSL Home Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.